time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, the Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill and Cranny Self Storage in Danvers. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here, your one and only host, Danny Martin in the background doing his thing, producing. How's it going, everybody? We're a weekly show here on msonewsports.com. The Valley's heating up. It's mid-October. There's all kinds of things going on in the fall. We're going to start with an interview with the coach of the Haverhill Boys and Girls Cross Country program. They call him the OG of the Valley, Michael McGuire. He is a fun interview, really passionate about not only his team, but really the whole Valley as a whole. And he gives props to some standout Valley athletes here that are really shining so far in the fall. And I'm looking forward to this interview. It'll come after the break. And then after that, we'll do a little hunting for postseason rankings, talk a little bit about where some of our Valley teams rank. So stay with us for the coach of the Haverhill cross country teams. And then after that, some rankings talk. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps, and burgers. Specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salt. Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here with our one and only guest today, Haverhill cross country girls and boys coach Michael McGuire. Coach, what's going on?
Hello, Dom. Happy fall. I'm happy to be back on your show. I enjoyed talking with you back in the spring, and I appreciate everything you do for all the local sports.
Yeah, I appreciate that. It's a fun area to cover and watch, and yeah. You know, all the Valley teams, every conference, every sport seems to have someone in the mix, you know, when it comes down to the postseason and state level stuff. So it is so exciting, and the fall is great. Summer's done. We get to watch the kids go. I love it.
Yeah, I agree. You know, the fall starts with nothing but hope, and you know, it's really the best time of year. You know, school starting and all the great fall sports. It's my favorite time.
Yeah. I just feel like you can breathe again, coach, you know?
Yeah.
With the stifling heat and then, some fun sports to watch, but the Hillies, the Hillies, cross country programs, in the thick of it, like basically, you know, heading, I mean, the one thing about the fall, I feel like it goes so fast, and you know, you're inching close now to things like states and that. So where are we in the season right now, regular season wise, like about 2/3 of the way through or even more than that?
We're a little beyond the halfway point. We have a couple of dual meets left. You know, we are like you say, we are looking forward to the MVC conference meet. That's the 26th of October. And then the divisional meets are November 9th. And, you know, that's when you really want to be running your best. And that's what we're shooting for.
Yeah. How's the Valley Conference shaping up right now when on both sides?
It's a great, the MVC is off to a great start. On the boys side, the Lowell boys, they're running great. They're undefeated right now. Mm-hmm. They have such a championship tradition. They went down to the Ocean State Invitational in Warwick, Rhode Island a couple of weeks ago and won the championship, won the large school division, which was awesome. Chelmsford has a really good team this year. They welcome back longtime coach Brian Crane. He's the head coach, and he's got a great group to work with, and they've been running really well. Andover boys have got a really solid group, which is exciting. North Andover's been on a great run the last few years, and they've got another solid team. On the girls' side, the Billerica girls, they won the championship division at the Ocean State Invitational. They also won the championship division at the Bay State meet, and they've got a team full of freshmen and sophomores that have just been running awesome. And Colin Hagen always does a good job with his program, and you know, it's going to be exciting to see how they develop as the season goes along. Central Catholic has a tremendous 1-2 punch. They've got a freshman runner, Kyler Breslin, who I think has run on 4 cross-country courses in the MVC, and she's broken records on all 4.
Wow.
And she teams up with senior teammate Madeline Cordemarsh, who's had a great career, and they have a great 1-2 punch, and then a nice group after that. North Andover, they're the defending champs on the girls' side of the MVC, and they've got a great group coming back. And then a special shout out to my team. We're having our best season in 5 years. We went down to the Ocean State. We came in 4th place in the large school division. Lauren Downer's having a tremendous season. She's a senior runner, 12 season runner, and she's been running her best, and she's got a nice group right behind her. And, you know, we're hoping maybe we have a shot at qualifying for the All-State meet. That would be great.
Yeah, that's making some big noise for a 4th place finish in that invitational. That's like a who's who down there.
Yep. Yep.
Unbelievable. Yep. And then you said, and I'm looking at your Twitter feed, Coach. Very active on Twitter, by the way. Good job. Yeah.
Well, it's not dead yet. I'm single-handedly keeping it going, I guess.
I see that the latest activity from you was the Drake at quad meet, and you know, a very strong finish, you know, with the girls. You mentioned Lauren earlier. She comes in 2nd.
Yeah.
Madison Howard 11, 13, Gemma Schoenfeld 14, Emmeline Proya. Do I pronounce her name right?
Yeah. You did all those really well.
Yeah. So that's pretty good results there. It's like running in a nice little pack there, except for Lauren, who's like, you know, ahead of everybody. Yeah. But those nice little pack runners there that carries you, you know.
That is the key. You know, it's you know, people that aren't in the know, they don't realize what a team sport cross country is. And you need 5, 6, 7 good runners, and running in a pack, and you know, anybody in that group can be a hero. And that's what we're trying to preach to the rest of the girls, that, you know, if we can just stay together, we'll have a shot to make some noise in the big meets. That's what we hope to do.
Yeah. No, I remember covering Gloucester in the early 2000s. Oh, yeah.
You know, the best.
Yeah. Gloucester boys with Dave Dunsky. They won, 94-99. state titles. And then 2000, I covered them for the first time for the Gloucester Daily Times. And what I'm getting at is the pack mentality. Like, they had the first runner and the third runner. I'm like, oh, wow, they got this in the bag. Yeah. And here comes St. John's Prep, a sea of blue.
Yeah.
And it's like, nope, not so fast. And so you really, your 3 through 7 runners are so crucial.
They are. That's what makes that's what makes it happen.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, 100%. So Lauren, I mean, she's been there, you said all 4 seasons with you as a senior. You know, what's ahead for her? Is she thinking running after high school?
Oh, yes. So, well, Lauren's had a great career. She last year, she broke the 1,000-meter record. She was second in the All-State meet. She broke the 800-meter record outdoors. And she just recently announced that she is going to be a Tufts Jumbo. She's going to run for the Jumbos at Tufts, and that's a great program. And I think she's going to do great there. She's an outstanding student, and you know, she's made her decision, which I think, well, you know, that's one thing, you know, off your mind now, and now she can focus on just having a great senior year.
No, totally. Get it out of the way in the fall. That's like priceless. And on the boys, you know, I'm looking at some placements. Tucker Grant was 11th in that quad meet. And then you got Brendan Duty, Tyler Campbell, Brendan Tarasuk, and then Hannon Whiff.
So the boys, my boys have improved so much in the last year. And I'm lucky to have 4 great seniors. Brendan Duty, Hannon Whiff, Jack Labucha, and then Tucker Grant. He switched from football to cross country, and he's been our top runner. He's just a tough, hard-nosed runner, still learning how to race, learning about the sport, but he set the tone and made everybody better. And you know, we've seen great improvement over the last 5 weeks, and really that's how you measure success. So we're getting better. So I'm proud of all of them.
Well, in this sport, you know, if you don't get better, you know it right away.
Yeah, that's right. The stopwatch does not lie.
I mean, basketball, you can kind of get away with an off game. They might not notice. Football, certainly unless the coach tells you in the film session the next couple of days that you didn't do so hot, but no one else knows. Cross country is right there in front of your face. I mean, if you can look at your times and you're measured, every single performance is a measurement. And if they're growing, I mean, that must be a great feeling for you, right?
Yep. They're getting better. We're having a good season. They come every day and give it their best. And, you know, I think, you know, in the next couple of weeks, I think we have a chance at winning a couple more meets and having a good, you know, finishing positively at those big meets. That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah, and then October 26th, where is that MVC championship meet?
The MVC championship meet this year is going to be at Draket. We were lucky to run there last week in a dual meet. It's a great course. It's going to be a great spectator course. You're going to be able to see the runners several different times and key parts of the race. And so if you're looking for something to do we had to move it to the afternoon because of PSATs. It'll be a great take, great spectator course. We're excited about it.
I love that. And you know, speaking of your tweets, Coach. Again, Coach Michael McGuire's here. Haverhill Boys and Girls Cross Country. I love one of your tweets, September 25th, and where you gave a shout out to the Central Catholic freshman Kyla Breslin, who you mentioned earlier. Breaking a course record at the Winnikinny course. And that was held by, you mentioned, Haverhill's Julie Solomine, right?
From 2013. One of mine,
Yeah, 7:46, and it beat 7:56. Wow, that's convincing. And she's a freshman. So what I'm getting at is that it just seems like the MVC coaches, you mentioned that was a Chelmsford coach coming back. It seemed like a kind of a community, if you will, so to speak, a little like a mini. You're competitors, but you're a little bit of a family too.
We have a great group, and I'm proud to be coaching the MVC. And You're right. I mean, I think we all look out for each other and we all support each other. And, you know, I'm the OG. I've been in the league. I started in 1989 and, you know, I'm proud of everybody that I coach with in the league. And there are tremendous coaches. You go right down the list. I think every runner is in good hands with the coaches that we have in the league.
Yeah. Do you know who's the second OG in the league?
The second OG in the league. I think the second OG is the Lowell girls coach, Mary Beth McKenna. Okay. And she's awesome. She is.
That's great. And most is it mostly you know, a dual coaching gig in the Valley, boys and girls handled by one coach?
Most coaches have a separate, most schools have a separate boys and girls head coach.
Okay.
Andover coaches both. I coach both. Lawrence coaches both.
So a few.
That might be it. That might be it.
Yeah. So three.
People's getting their money's worth out of me.
Yeah, that's right. Pulling double duty there.
Yeah.
And they obviously, I'm assuming the meets are they usually the same place or?
Same place. Yep, we travel together. Yep.
Okay, gotcha. Yep. Yeah, that'll be a little bit of a tough one.
Yeah.
All right, cool, coach. Thank you, really, for coming on the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Haverhill Cross Country. Looking to finish strong down the stretch here, and they get the big, of course, MVC championships coming up October 26th at Drake. Coach, wish you the best of luck. Was there anything else you wanted to mention?
No, Tom, I'm going to finish the way I started. I appreciate all you do for giving a plug to all the Merrimack Valley sports. You know, I really, local sports is what weaves communities together. So what you're doing, I think, is great. And keep doing what you're doing. And we'll make a date for indoor season. And we'll go over the indoor season, too.
Yeah, give me the Valley Report. Are you the OG in all three seasons?
Yes, I'm old. Yep. Yes, yeah, I am.
Yep. Well, I'm glad I can make you admit that here on the show.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
All right, Coach. We'll say goodbye for now, but we'll catch up a few months down the road. Appreciate it very much.
Very good, Dom. You take care and keep it rolling.
All right. Have a good night, Coach. Good luck.
Thank you. Yep.
Bye now.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street, in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Sylvan Street Grill.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
That was Michael McGuire from Haverhill Cross Country. Thanks, Coach, for coming on. He's always, always great to catch up with. And we're going to go around the valley, talk a little rankings, see what's going on. Field hockey, Central Catholic, 11-0-1, number 4, Andover, 10-1-1, number 7. And Chelmsford's number 16 at 5-4-1. And North Andover cracked the top 20 at 5-5-1. Not bad at all. Any top 10s in the Valley for Division 2? Doesn't look that way. Doesn't look that way. How about 3 for top 10? Man, that's a conference that has Newburyport and Watertown in it. What a division. Division 3. My goodness. Unbelievable. Football, let's go around. Division 1, Central is your top-ranked Valley team at 2-3. Way down at 3-1 is Andover, and Methuen at 3-1 at number 10. So maybe Andover hasn't had the opponents yet to increase their rankings, but we'll see. We'll see. That's Central, Methuen, and Andover always making noise in Division 1 over there. Division 2 for football, we have Chelmsford at 1-3 at 13th. Division 3, Bill Ricker, your 2-2 squad at number 4. And let's move over to boys soccer, see what's shaking over there. Lowell, 11-0 at number 3. Not bad at all. Not bad at all. Chelmsford at number 13, 6-1-2. Division 2 for boys soccer, Bill Ricker, 7-4-1. The 8 seed, pretty darn good there. And let's go over to girls soccer, Division 1. Not much shaking there in the Valley. I know girls soccer might be one of the weakest Valley sports, but let's see if Division 2 has any excitement from the Valley. No, it doesn't look that way. How about we finish up with some of... Well, let's go to Division 3 for girls soccer to see if we got anybody in that. Doesn't look that way either. All right, so the Valley with field girls soccer, not producing that much excitement at the moment. How about we go over to volleyball? Chelmsford, number 10 in Division 1 and 11-2. In Division 2, Bill Ricker's 14-0, number 4, having a great season. And then 3, we are looking at Shawshene Valley at 12-0, another undefeated team. Look at that, Billerica Volleyball City, not losing. Pretty good. Shawshene and Billerica itself, both undefeated. I love it. All right, so that does it for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Weekly show, msonewsports.com. Kelly Media runs the ship, and I am your host. So, looking forward to giving you some more updates as we go forward in this awesome fall season to kick off the school year. Talk to you next week.